It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Tommy John Eamon. Tommy, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
I'm doing really, really well. Matt, thanks for having me. It's great to be with you again.
Yeah, awesome. Great chatting with you. And Tommy, so I want to ask you about your new tune that you released here recently called The Tear. I love this song. It's a great song. Tell us a little bit about
your new one.
And how did this one come to be, the story and the writing process? How did this one kind of come to be?
Well, just like a lot of my songs, usually it's a line or two. More often than not, I wake up in the middle of the night and I always have my cell phone sitting right by the bed, yeah. And I'll get on my little voice memo and I'll put a line or two and then revisit it the next day and the days after. And this one's no different. And I don't know, like, there's not a lot to this song as far as, you know, grand scheme of things in the world, but you'd say it's a breakup song.
Yeah.
I guess with a little bit of a twist that, you know, somebody in this relationship is not really appreciative of what you bring to the relationship.
Right.
And
right.
Until you say, look, I've had enough of this. And now all of a sudden, no, don't break up with me. but you know, it's like, you know, you got to treat somebody good all the time. Not
yeah.
just when, you know what hits the fan. So
right.
I don't know. It's a fun song, but at the same time, you know, it gives you something to think about, I guess.
No, I love it. I'm a big fan of songs that are kind of, really kind of deep with the lyrics and emotional, but also have like an upbeat kind of melody to it as well. Like, I'm a big fan
yeah.
of those type of musics. And again, this one kind of maybe falls in that category. So have you had an opportunity? You probably have to, you do so many shows, Tommy. I don't know how many shows you do throughout a year. You probably lost track of how many shows you do. So you probably have sung this one many times live, but you have
mm-hmm.
a good time. What's kind of the reaction and how much do you enjoy playing this one live?
Just as much as I enjoy playing all my songs,
yeah.
live, obviously. But, you know, every time you get to play a new song for people, you know, it's something that they haven't heard before.
For
maybe
sure.
they've heard, you know, online or on the radio or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the reaction is always good. You're hoping that people will be tapping a toe and enjoying the song and, you know, just put it in the category with all the other ones. And I don't know, they're just all, you know, yeah, we do play a lot of shows, and it's just so much fun.
You play so many shows. I was just kind of, is there any kind of different kind of emotions if you're kind of maybe it's not. Maybe I'm completely wrong with this, but playing a new song kind of the first little bit, is there something a little extra special to that?
Yeah, for sure. You know, like every time you bring out a new song and you start playing it, and there's the first time, the second time, the third time, and now once you played that song many times, you know, it's almost like autopilot.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
Now you got a new song and you played it at home and you recorded it, so you know the song,
right?
But you gotta concentrate even harder now to make sure you get all the parts right. And you know, not everybody realizes it that's listening, but we make mistakes on it sometimes. And we look at each other and go, hey, you just came in too early, or you missed the line
right.
there. You know, this stuff happens, and that's part of playing a new song too. And once you played it a bunch of times, and it becomes like second nature, and it just rolls off the voice.
You know what? It's so funny that you mentioned that. Not many artists kind of bring that up, that mistakes do get made. That if the artists themselves or those playing the music don't kind of bring mm-hmm. attention to it, nobody really would ever notice. Like for an example, many years ago, an artist friend of mine, after the show, she came back to me and said, "Did you hear the mistake?" She's like, "We switched up we switched up the first and second lines and had them out of order, the verses." And I was like, "No, nobody noticed because they just went with it."
Nope.
So
you don't notice it. You don't notice it. And you know, when I was younger, if I make mistakes, a mistake early in the evening could absolutely derail
for sure
my whole night.
That would make sense.
Or now, you know, now I can make a mistake and I you know, like we just played here last Wednesday and I started a song. This was actually a cover song we were playing.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember which one it was. And I started it and I go, "Oh, wait a minute. Now that's not the right line." So then Rob's with me and he's just
yeah.
vamping on the chord. I go, "Okay,
yeah.
now I got it." And we just start the song over again. It just doesn't bother me anymore.
For sure.
You know, we sing hundreds of songs. You're not going to remember everything.
Listen, I can't believe y'all remember the amount of songs that you do as is. So
I know.
It's just wild and super impressive. So, you know what? Mistakes are going to be made and it adds the special,
mm-hmm.
Special nature
yeah.
to live shows. I absolutely love it.
Yeah, that's the way it is.
So I know you guys have been busy on the farm there, but you have an opportunity to play shows. How's the next little bit looking like for you, Tommy? Are you got some shows lined up? Are you ever take a few moments off, take a break? Like, what's coming up for you?
Well, definitely during harvest. Now, obviously, you know, I'm visually impaired, so I don't drive any of the harvest machinery anymore, but I like to be at the farm for harvest.
Right.
And I go ride on the combine and I help out at the house with meals and different things that I can do.
Sure.
So we're generally, and you know, like our drummer Todd, he farms and Rob helps out on farms. Mm-hmm. So I mean, we're busy during harvest, so we don't do a lot, generally speaking.
Right.
But you know, coming up here late October and then into November and leading up into the SCMAs, we got some gigs coming up, and we're going to be pretty active during the SCMAs with a few showcases there. So we'll be out and about, and
that's
you know,
awesome.
Then winter comes and it'll get ramped up even more.
You know what? It's awesome that you mentioned the SCMAs. Yeah, they're coming up in November in Regina, which is super exciting. Second round of nominations are underway. It's a great time when the SCMAs are about to be there, and looking forward to seeing everyone coming up in Regina. Ooh, man, I thought it was going to be such a long time off, and it's like next month, and I was like, I gotta make some plans and start getting some things in motion here. Oh my smokes!
You get the email from the SCMA, you know, maybe June or July, and oh, that's way off, and all of a sudden it's like coming.
That's what it seemed like. It's like, oh, I've got plenty of time, and it's like October the fourth, mm-hmm. and it's like, my goodness, like a month away. So, anyways, mm-hmm. That's coming up very soon. We're super super looking forward to that again in Regina.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
It's great. It's good. Gonna be awesome seeing you and everyone there. It's always super special for the SCMAs. Tommy, before we let you go, we got a few lightning round questions we want to get to, because these are always fun, and I enjoy this.
No.
I know. Listen, it's now we're going to get the hard-hitting questions now.
Okay.
All right. So just got a few of them before we let you go. First off, would you rather call or text?
Used to be called, but now everybody texts. So
yeah.
I text first.
There you go.
You know what I do? I text somebody and ask them if it's okay if I call.
You know what? I do that actually too. No, we can do both. I like it. That's a really good answer. If you could time travel for one day, where would you and when would you go? Would you go past or future?
Definitely go back.
Ooh,
and
nice.
You know,
I'm with
you. To about 1945.
Oh, early 1950s.
Because I want to ride on an open air combine with my great grandpa at harvest time.
I love that. That answer. It's a personal answer. I like that. I like that a lot.
That's a farm boy answer.
Well, no, but I appreciate that. We have a lot of farmers listening, and I think everyone would appreciate that. Tommy, if you could teleport anywhere right now, where would you like to go? Maybe a bucket list travel destination. You could snap your finger and just go there immediately.
Well, seeing how it is football season, I'd probably be at Lambeau Field for the next
you're a big
Green
Packers,
Bay Packers
fan,
home
eh?
Football game. How about that?
Have you ever been to Lambeau?
No.
No, I think that'd be really cool. I think it'd be very similar to going to like a Ryder game in like November. Like Green Bay and Saskatchewan. I mean, the Packers and Riders, they're both like community owned franchises, and
very similar. Yeah.
Very similar. So I think that'd be really cool.
Yeah.
Tommy, if you could collab with anybody, musically collaboration with anybody, it could be someone current, someone in the past. Who would you like to or would have liked to work with?
If I could do, and it'd still be possible, but with Willie, or maybe even someone that's passed away is Waylon, because those were two of my biggest influences when I was real young, getting into music. And even to this day, they're still icons in the music industry. So I'll pick either Waylon or Willie.
I love it. One final question for you. Which food could you eat every single day and never get sick of?
Probably chili.
Chill. Good answer. I'm craving a little chili. That sounds.
We made chili just a few nights ago. That's probably why I said it. Yeah. You know, it's funny. We made this big pot of chili, and I said, we better freeze some of this. We'll never eat it all. Yeah. 3 days later, it was all.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. Chili's one of those things that it could last you a while, but it sounds like it didn't last. Mm-hmm. It didn't last even days for you guys.
Yep. So I would say chili. I love chili.
Oh, that's a great answer.
So many different things you can do with it, different ingredients you can put in, creative. How hot you want it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just it's so much
to it. Tommy, it's great. Yeah. It's great chatting with you. Really appreciate you taking a few moments and talking with us. And well, again, love the sound of the new tune. Congratulations. And I guess we'll see you in a little over a month at the SCMAs.
We'll see you at the SCMAs. And as always, Matt, thanks so much for spinning my tunes and doing the interviews. And whenever I see you out there when we're playing or at the SCMAs and the award shows, it's always great catching up. So thanks so much. We really appreciate it.